Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS episode. Episode 37. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show support at Instagram at PSNBSPOD. Man, today we're going to be discussing some PlayStation and some gaming news. And of course, some BS. But before all that, we going to Steals 1682.
Oh, that's shit, right. What?
Yeah.
It's my turn. It's, nah. It's my turn.
You don't always get to go first.
Damn. All right.
So, first and foremost, you may notice table looks a little different today.
Yes.
I'm on the big side.
Yes.
I'm on big side over here.
Yes.
Mr. Statman, Game Whisperer. I gave him that name.
He's in Lex. Mexico.
Couldn't be here with us today. Yeah. You know,
he's enjoying his Memorial Day weekend, as you all should.
With his family. That's another thing. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have Fed with us today.
Yes, sir.
On the table. You know, he's going to try and step in and feel those shoes. But, you know.
His big
the
shoes.
Logo.
I hope he's ready. I hope he's ready.
Big shoes.
Hope
my,
he's ready.
My voice not as deep.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right. So reason why I'm going first today. It's because I need to set something up, you know, early. Last week, we told y'all that we hooked up with a developer, thanks to Statman Lex, and they gave us...
Wherever he may be.
Yeah, they gave us a code to give away, which is big. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not downplaying that. That's huge. That shows, you know...
Growth
within us, you know, mm-hmm. People are willing to talk out there. They're willing to give, and we want to give. That's the reason why we're still trying to do this 300 sub thing.
Yeah,
y'all gotta tighten up.
Yeah,
if y'all want this money, y'all gotta tighten up. This ain't about that, so I'm not gonna dive too much.
Yeah.
So we gave away a code last week, and I don't think anybody wrote anything, did they?
I don't think so.
No, y'all let us down.
No one took the bait.
The reason why is because it's an Xbox code. And I did talk to some people. I've kept this quiet this whole week. I've talked to a few people. And they said that, well, I don't have an Xbox. I listen to this because it's a PlayStation podcast. I don't like Xbox. So why am I going to participate in something for something that I don't have? And I felt that way the entire time.
But you could have took the code and sold it to an Xbox guy.
Listen, yeah, that's true. If it was me, no disrespect, I would have burned it. But that's just me.
I would have took the code
that's
and
just me.
Sold it.
So I talked to a few people. They said, hey, that's cool, but I'm not going to – I listen to this.
I mean, we
Xbox.
Didn't really think – we didn't think anybody would really jump at it.
Right.
You know. For that have being said, that's a little
– Still, shout out to Hunt Down, man.
Shout out to Hunt Down. I'm going to get that. It is what it is. But –
Shout out to the Xbox users too, man.
Oh, get out of here. You're going to be off this pod real quick.
We do got Xbox on that side.
Oh, yeah, you do got slight Xbox on that side. But, you know, every time we talk about Xbox, we lose subscribers. So tread water lightly because we have PlayStation people here. And for you, I'm doing this. I'm redoing last week's giveaway.
Oh, shit.
I have a $25 gift card right here.
Oh, shit.
Right here for PSN. Shit. Fuck Xbox. All right, this is a PlayStation podcast. So when you hear this sound right there, later on in this episode, timestamp it, and you will get this $25 PSN card.
We redoing the giveaway. PlayStation.
We're redoing the giveaway because fuck
the
Xbox.
Right way, the right.
All right, this is the right way. The first thing we give away on this podcast ain't gonna be no fucking Xbox shit.
Hey man, if y'all want that Xbox code, hit me up on Twitter, man.
Xbox code is invalid now. Trav gonna use it.
It ain't valid. He going because ain't no one gonna want that shit.
All right, so the sound is
scratch off is not there. Nope. Still needs to be scratched off and everything. All right. Yeah. $25 PSN card.
And you can use it for whatever.
Anything.
Whatever.
Anything.
Yeah.
From
you should use it on Hunt Down because they were, you know, nice enough to give us the code. But, you know, it's a PlayStation card.
So one more time, when you hear this sound later in the episode, Biggs is just going to randomly play that at the right moment.
Yep.
Timestamp that mark.
Yep.
And that code's coming straight to you.
Dope. Damn, Steals.
From me to you.
Hey, so what you been playing?
I got to get this PlayStation back on track, man.
We asking him.
We'll go to Biggs. Come on. We'll keep
Oh, okay, okay.
Go ahead, Biggs. Let him go first.
What's good?
Yeah, what you been playing?
Yo, you already know. It's your boy Biggs, most lovable in the crew. You know, when you hear his voice start getting funny feeling butterflies and stuff, me and the rest of the boy voice. All right, another episode of PSBS. Let's get it. All right, so This week, Biggs has been playing a lot of Final Fantasy 14, a Realm Reborn MMO with Mr. Federal.
Yes, sir.
When?
And?
Yeah.
And don't act like we wasn't hitting it up, Steals.
Hold on. In the beginning, yeah, early in the week, but in the last few days, I ain't seen you on.
Yeah. I play the game on PC, so you wouldn't see it.
Oh, that's right.
So you're like online.
You're right. So you're online. Right.
That's why I said hit me whenever y'all want, because y'all not going to see me playing it.
That's right.
And I appear offline, so you'll never.
There you go. See, we got Ghost and we got.
So I downloaded the game, right? And I got it, right?
Yeah, check this shit out.
And I'm holding it down, right? And I'm waiting for y'all to get online and y'all ain't getting online. All right, cool.
So last week after you talked me into getting it and I paid for it, they're giving it away for free now for the rest of the month. Well, till the 26th.
You serious?
The starter edition.
You'd have to pay for it anyway.
Well, yeah, but I had to pay
a 30-day trial, baby. Let's go.
I had to pay $20 for the starter kit. They're giving the starter kit away for free now.
That's fucking crazy.
After I pay for it.
That's fucking crazy.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, wait until I start paying that $15 a month.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been playing that. And also been playing. I'm gonna save it for the segment. But Costume Quest 2, the game that Trav gave me for the PS Now, I've been on that.
I'm jealous.
More on that.
OD.
More on that when we talk about PS Now stuff. But really, as far as games go,
that's it. All right. So I guess we're skipping the L, or is he just taking the L spot?
Are you taking L spot?
Because you always take an L.
His answer going to be the same as mine.
Go ahead.
Y'all heard this man behind the camera. Now he's in front of the camera. Ooh. This is our boy. Fred, take it away. What you been playing?
Slightly heard him behind the camera.
What's going on, y'all? This is Mr. Fed, also known as Den, cameraman. I've been on FF15 with Biggs as well.
14.
With Biggs. That game is addicting, bro. It's really good. Yeah.
What level you at? What are you at?
You're like 35, right?
35, 36.
Damn, you up there already?
Oh, yeah. I play a lot by myself.
See, I can't do those games. I can't play by myself those games, man.
That's why you gotta hit me. You gotta hit me.
I'm gonna hit you later today. We're playing today.
He ain't playing today.
Yeah, I'm probably not playing today.
What?
We got a barbecue waiting for me at the crib.
How am I supposed to know? Oh, here we go. We ain't getting no plate?
See, which is, if you let the episode play out.
Okay, let the episode go ahead. Keep playing what you're playing.
And when I'm not playing FF14, I've been playing a lot of Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2. Boys. Shout out to my brother Grant, my boy Vaughn, AJ. We'd be on the Xenoverse, and that's about it.
Big ass Vegeta.
All right.
My Terrence Steels, 1682, resident fat boy in the building, hitting the sticks all day, most days.
Every day?
Every day.
All day.
Definitely every day.
Every day, but all day?
Most days. Nah. Most times.
Most times a day.
Yeah, even yesterday, me coming home feeling some type of way.
You got a female and a dog, played. Man. You got to do stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to see when the numbers come back at the end of the year. Like last year.
Oh, yeah, when the stats come up.
That shit log in almost every day, though. I maybe only missed like 3 days this year so far. Right. So what I've been playing. Yes, I got that FF14. It's pretty lit. I can't wait to get level higher. Mm. I think I'm somewhere in the mid to late teens. 15, 16,
dungeons,
17.
Bro. Once you get dungeons, it's going to be
I think I have it. Be lit. I have the ability, I think.
Okay. Then we'll hit one.
I think so. Yeah, cuz we just been doing the little shit for right now.
Yeah.
I'm still playing the hockey 2K19. Mm-hmm. 3 weeks in a row no Destiny. It feels great.
You feel great.
Call of Duty.
Oh, is it the?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But is it? But is it?
No. This was good. Okay, so
he be doing multiplayer.
So I've been playing multiplayer mostly a lot, and I've been killing it in multiplayer. I use that more for just leveling up and just. I don't care anymore. Like, I play just to play. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, casual gamer, Trav.
Yeah. I did play some Plunder early in the week. Got a couple of top fives. I think we got two dubs in Plunder. I also copped a dub in Warzone.
Warzone?
Yeah, a trio dub a few days ago. Mm. That was pretty awesome. That was with my 2K people, too. We were playing 2K19, and we said, let's go get a
let's shoot some people in the face.
Let's shoot some people in the face, and we wind up getting a dub.
Damn.
So, again, it's just a week-to-week basis. Some weeks it's trash for me, and some weeks it's good. So, you know, I just keep pushing through.
The marriage is rocky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, other than that, yesterday went fishing, went out to Sebastian Inlet. Got a lot of sun. It was hot as fuck.
Right? Well, probably not far from here, but
I was mad because I went outside. I was like, damn, it feels good. I said, is the pool open? Nope.
Yeah. From here, it's about an hour and a half down south.
Okay. Not that bad.
Yeah, it's like 25 to 30 minutes. It's about 25 to 30 minutes to I-95 from here. Mm-hmm. And then it's down south a little
I-95, bit. I-95, baby. I miss it.
It's right by Vero Beach, just before Vero Beach.
So you was right there. Port St. Lucie, man. Trav
used to take I-95.
See, they would.
Trav used to take I-95 to Mexico. Right, Trav? You used to take I-95 to Mexico?
Straight up, man.
God damn. I didn't know it bent that way.
Ooh. Hey, you can take 95 anywhere you want to go, man.
You can bend, you can bend things however you want it.
That place, Sebastian Inlet, I've heard a lot of good stuff about it. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful. The water out there is some of the clearest, bluest water I've ever seen in Florida.
South Florida,
the further you look out, the bluer it is. Like, the water's clean. The docks are new. Like, that place is very well taken care of. Yeah, as far as the fishing, fuck that place.
Why? Fuck the pier?
Bro.
I think I've been on that pier before, too, with my dad, I think.
Listen, first and foremost, okay, I know how to fish. Okay, mm-hmm. I know how to fish. I know how to rig gear. I got all my own shit. No surprise, you know. I've only lost a few rigs going fishing, and mostly, like, to fish. Like, if you hook up a fish, hook up on a fish and this and that, and they break the rig, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. When you get snag on shit, that's when you start to get pissed.
Right.
It's like, let's say something you just enjoy doing, but in order to do that, you have to do something slightly annoying.
Okay.
But then you have to do it over and over and over and over before you can enjoy what you were doing.
You were just torturing yourself.
In the hot sun.
Well, at first it was really cool, but then that changed real quick.
It was in the morning, because you was out there at 5 and shit.
The trick to the South Florida sun is you got to get one of those hats that get the brim that go all around.
Yeah, there was a few people out there. See, my wife survived yesterday because she had an umbrella.
Once you get one of those, you'll never wear a normal hat again. Yeah,
I just had a visor. So
that ain't going to work. It got to go everywhere. It got to cover
Yeah, there was a couple of those big-ass straw hats.
I'm curious about one of those
bucket hat.
Yeah.
Buggy,
so, I went out there.
Bucket hat. That's what it is.
I have fished on rocks. I have fished on rocks in the jetties, and never lost as much gear as I did yesterday.
Damn,
bro! The first hour and a half, I snapped 5 fucking rigs in the same spot. Not in the same spot, but like the same area. I'm like, what the fuck is down there? Like, you're out in the ocean. It should just be sand.
Like Mr. Krabs.
Mr. Krabs fucking $1 million is down there.
I was so pissed. Like, the first hour and a half, I was doing nothing but re-rigging. And it gets annoying after a while, tighten all those damn little ass knots and shit like that. Sheesh. I was getting pissed. Yeah, we caught some fish.
I was going to say, but
We caught some fish. We caught some good fish. I've never caught a mawu. Mawau, I don't even know how to say it. Some dude walked by. Some dude walked by. He like, that's legal. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, it kind of looks like
that's legal.
It kind of looks or illegal.
No, legal, like legal size to keep.
Yeah, to keep.
Wait. It's rules of the shit.
Ask your question.
So if your fish is too big
or too small, you can't have
you
keep
throw it back in the water.
Yeah. Certain fish have minimum size. Certain fish have maximum size. Certain fish has to be within a minimum maximum size.
Certain fish aren't even in season. So certain times of the year,
like snook, you can only fish for another week, and then you can't. You can catch them, but you got to throw them back.
Yep.
Redfish, there's a certain. I think it's like 17.
It's contraband.
I think it's 17 to 28 inches. You can keep it. If it's more or less, you have to throw it back.
And there's somebody there patrolling this.
Yes.
Not all the time. But do you want anywhere from a 5 to who knows how much $1,000 fine for
it's contraband
for keeping an illegal fish?
That. I mean, as a black man, probably just give me
like listen. This jail. Isn't like the island where you're like, ooh, another fish for tonight, and then you just take it.
Whoa, hold on. What is mama?
Oh shit, Trav, what you been playing? Trav, what you been playing? Steals, right. You're done.
All right, Steals, you good?
No, don't ask him. He's good. Don't ask him. Right.
I've been on, I've been on the real 2K WWE 19.
That's right.
Not 20.
The real 2K 19. Game.
It works.
I'll give him that.
Been on 19, the, okay. Been on my PlayStation Now challenge, Soma.
Okay.
I'll speak on it later.
Good.
Okay. I got a beta code for Spellbreak.
Oh, yeah. The Battle Royale.
Ooh.
Oh, that's the Battle Royale.
You played it?
That's the Spells? Battle Royale. Of course I played it.
Okay. I want to see it. So you kept the code for yourself?
Yeah, of course he did.
I put myself in the giveaway.
He should have put in the PS and BS email and let, you know, us.
Job for the one code?
Yeah, whoever got it first.
Whoever put it in first?
Yeah.
I guess I'll speak on it. It's fun. The controls feel real good. I see why it's still in beta. Because they got to get, once there's like 10 wizards or 3 or 4 wizards on screen all doing.
And they're doing their shit.
All doing, spells. And they bag spells and throwing
shit. It looked like Control?
It started.
Dude, you it know
looks,
what?
It looks like a YouTube video before you buffering.
Leave, before you leave, we're going to fire up Control on my shit so y'all can
like
see.
You, it looks like when your YouTube goes from 1080 to 360, like that shit starts going down.
It's like when you start driving and you're still watching the video.
Yeah.
And you just start changing up the quality. You out of Wi-Fi.
I'm like, what the fuck? Going on? But it's a fun game. I'm definitely going to be putting some more time in it. Hunt Down, of course. And what else, man? I feel like there's something else, but it'll come back to me later.
Bro, you like cycle games.
The Battlefront, right?
Huh?
Battlefront 2.
Battlefront, oh, yeah, Battlefront 2. Battlefront? Yeah, I've been back on. Oh, there it is, the one I've been missing. Division 2. Your boy's in them New York streets.
Sheesh. Oh, he got
I'm
it.
I'm going after you. Yeah, it's on sale, baby, so I had a cop.
Oh, man. Are we hitting the streets again?
I'm in there, man, with the randos.
No.
No? We're not hitting the streets?
No.
Okay.
Not because I don't want to, but just because I don't have time.
All right. So with that being said, we had our little PS Now challenge. Now, it's going to be a little weird since we don't have Lex.
Yeah.
So we're going to just go ahead and three of us are going to give our reviews. And then next week, if Lex returns from Mexico.
If.
Ooh.
If. The big word there is if.
Don't drink the water.
I've already started doing his job. So
yeah, but that shit's already, at this that point, shit's on LinkedIn.
Yeah, he's a liability at this point.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So who wants to
he's
go?
He's expendable.
So who wants to go?
Yeah, he's expendable.
Who wants to talk about their game first?
I'll go first.
All right.
It's going to be quick. Don't worry.
It's going to be quick.
It's going to be quick, y'all. Hold on. Let me just get the. Hold on. I already know what you want. I know what's not what you want.
Go ahead. Get ready. Oh, my God. So last week, I was blessed.
Who gave you the game again?
Lex.
Thank you, Lex.
Picked Action Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he's listening closely.
He will.
Really wish he was here so I can look him straight in the eye and thank
pretend
him. For
like,
the,
pretend
for,
like Fed is like.
For the, thank you for the amazing game of Bloodborne that you gave me.
No problem, sir.
It's not even close.
Now, how Steels really feels is...
Yo, trash. Straight trash.
Is okay, it because on, it was
on,
too
hold
hard?
Hold on. I do have to give this game some props.
Okay.
PlayStation exclusive?
Okay. It's PlayStation exclusive. Those are always good.
What is the props?
The props of this game is visually stunning. Okay?
Good.
The graphics, the way everything looks, gory type to that kind of like... old school vampire time, like way back in the day, Frankenstein type shit, you know, with the old coffins and carriages broken down and stuff like that. Visually stunning, okay?
Like that's Castlevania good. Type?
Yeah. The sounds, amazing. Like as you're walking through, you hear someone dragging an axe. Taking a step, like just every little thing.
That was actually really fucking good. He almost had me like that was
better than my Scooby Doo last week.
Yeah,
that was that was like some ASMR. Have you ever thought about doing ASMR?
I mean, anything to give me money. The sounds was amazing. It does put you on edge. If something's breaking through wood, you hear wood breaking. If you hear metal on metal, you hear metal on metal. Like
yeah.
It was very well done, especially for an older game. You know, this is what, early PS4, I think? Right? Early PS4.
Yep.
Visually stunning. The sounds amazing. the gameplay itself wasn't difficult at all either. Like the mechanics, like walking around, using stuff, attacking and shit like that.
But
the game itself.
What is the downfall, Steals?
It's impossible to play.
Why?
Okay. Obviously, it's made by people of Dark Souls.
Yes.
And Dark Souls is what? A game designed for you to fail.
Yep.
Yeah, it says it on the case.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. Now, this one led up a little bit, apparently, from what I've heard.
What the fuck does it say on the case?
Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. Yeah. Okay. And the whole basis of it is you're going to die and then 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 die.
Yeah.
And that's before you even read the credits. Okay. Now, I remember last week I was like, man, I'm not sure if I played this game or not. I'm not sure if I played this game. When I started playing, I remembered. I did play it. Okay. But I played it for 5 seconds. And now I remember why.
Oh, man.
Okay. I drew a map out at work for Greg because it just was, I should have did it for here too. It's just mind boggling on how far I got into the game based on how much time I put into it. Just makes absolutely no sense.
You put 3 hours and got to the first checkpoint?
Basically.
Did you know that those little lanterns is where you do your checkpoint
yes. shit?
I didn't know that. I tried playing that game for like 5 hours straight, and I didn't hit one of them because I didn't know.
So then you went all the way back to the house?
Yes.
Did? No. Okay.
No, I never played it again.
Okay, so here, quick visual. You wake up in the house on the bed. There's pre-story to it, but I'm not going to get into it. You just wake up in a bed, like a stretcher in a house. You walk out, go through one room, go down the stairs, you go in another room. There's a giant wolf eating another body.
Shit.
Died.
Yikes.
Go to this fucking, like, cemetery in the clouds where there's no way to leave. Every gate is locked. Every door is locked. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to do nothing.
Every door is locked.
I spent 45 minutes just walking through this place. Finally found some weapons. Found a big-ass axe and a gun. All right, cool. Still trying to figure out how to leave this place. Finally, you have to walk up to this random tombstone that says respawn. So you respawn.
And it didn't tell you to do that? No. Just had to discover it?
Yeah.
That sounded like Dark Souls to me.
So now you respawn back in the house. The wolf is still there. Okay.
It's like, what the fuck are you still doing here?
Die again.
He's still eating the same.
Respawn, body. Yeah. Then I finally kill him. Okay. Walk outside. Courtyard. Everything's locked.
It's a bigger wolf.
Except one door. I go out that door. There's one enemy. Die.
One enemy?
Yeah.
What it look like?
It's like that?
It's just a fucking
thing.
Like a monstrosity or whatever. So basically, I respawn, run past the wolf because I said, fuck it, I don't have time for you. Kill that other dude. Kill the guy around the corner. Walk up the stairs. Boom, there's the first checkpoint.
Bingo.
Okay, first checkpoint.
How long have you been playing at this point?
About an hour to get to the first checkpoint.
That sounds good.
Okay, that sounds good.
What game you play?
It takes an hour to get to the first checkpoint?
Shit.
I play Kingdom Hearts, so that's regular.
An hour to the first checkpoint? Yeah, but how far are you in that hour? Are you outside the house where you just started?
I'm still in prologue. Because Kingdom Hearts prologues are like 3 to 4 hours if you watch cutscenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm trying to paint that picture. Spawn, walk out door, around the corner, up a ladder. There's the first checkpoint.
Right. So just to get to through a short distance, it took you a long time. It
took you an hour because it's that difficult.
Yeah. He kept dying.
Well, the game might be not that long. Maybe it just might be a block.
No,
block party, baby.
So then after that check mark, right?
Done.
After that checkpoint, go around the corner, kill a guy. Go around the corner, kill two more guys. Now there's a horde of 30 freaking enemies just walking down the block. You can deal with them or let them pass, go around the corner, and it's this enormous monstrosity with this gigantic axe that two-taps you.
Sheesh.
Yeah, two taps you, but you got to hit it like 25 times.
Mm-hmm.
Sound about right.
I died about 30 times right there. Not 30, about 15. Mm. Okay. Finally, I put 2 hours into this thing. I didn't get past that. That's where I finished after 2 hours. Out the house.
His wife ran to the room with a white towel and threw it in.
No.
It's over. No. Get him out of here.
You're done.
Outside the house, around the corner, up the ladder, around the corner. Five enemies.
So you got to the patio. You got to the porch.
3 hours to kill five enemies.
You got to the porch.
Okay.
You
put it down.
Outside.
I put it down. I said, fuck this game. Started playing 2K.
Oh.
Okay.
Thanks, Lex.
Next day, I told Greg about it. He's like, I got to see this shit. And he watched Rad Brad.
Shout out to Rad Brad. Yeah.
he recorded himself playing it for the first time. So I watched him a little bit, and I'm like, okay, I see what he's doing. Same shit. This game, you dodge more than actually walking.
Oh, then walking.
You roll and dodge more than actually walking in this freaking game.
Darksiders.
Everything is dodge.
How you going to get around
dodge,
that?
Dodge, dodge.
Wrap around.
Dodge, 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 dodge. So I watch what he's doing. I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me give this another shot.
Oh, shit.
So I fired it up again. Now, I've already got 3 hours into this game.
That's a big mistake, man.
Fired up again. Started from the same checkpoint. Killed the same three people around the corner. And I'm like, you know what? Let me go try that big dude again. I have killed him before, once or twice. But then died to the horde. Have to start all over. I said, you know what? Fuck that guy. I'm dealing this horde. I played more strategically. I picked them off one at a time or two at a time, sometimes three at a time. Dodging, swiping, dodging, swiping, dodging, swiping. Okay, I killed the whole horde. Sweet. Go to the next level. Go to the next section where you would think by now, there's a checkpoint coming soon. I mean, I've played enough games with checkpoints that you kind of have a feeling of
where they're spaced out.
I feel like I'm in section two now.
Yeah.
There should be a checkpoint somewhere. Go up the stairs, kill a couple people, go around the corner, kill this big dude. Still no checkpoint. Go down the block. I put in an hour and a half.
Not another checkpoint?
A checkpoint did not show up.
And you died.
And I died.
That was it.
I had to go all the way back to the first checkpoint to where I had to kill the horde and all that shit again. Instant delete.
Yikes.
Game gone.
And that was Bloodborne.
Game gone.
I know the game is highly regarded.
I don't understand the purpose of a video game that is...
Because people want that difficulty.
Who wants to play a game where it's designed for you to lose?
There are some people... Because people like to overcome the challenge.
Yeah. Fuck that.
There is people.
Fuck that.
It has a cult following.
I'm not that people.
And guess what? It might be a launch title.
I am not that people. Well, if it's a Bloodborne launch title, I am telling you right now, there is no way in hell I am getting... Bloodborne. You can buy it for me.
You thought the first one was hard.
No.
This one's harder.
The game is trash. I can't fathom. It's a big word for me. Okay? People actually would sit there and be okay with dying 45 times.
All right.
Just to get past one section.
Just putting it out there, I think you should go next one. All
right. Yeah. So thanks for that being said. Thanks, Lex, for this shit-ass game. Okay, and I am really thoroughly disliking this PS Now challenge.
It went on a 30-minute rant. How much weeks, he hates it.
There's two challenges in a row that I got shitted on. These fucking bullshit games.
Well, don't count the first time because you bullshitted me too.
Yeah.
So it's a bullshit.
Hey, karma.
So you got
karma.
One, but I got two. I've heard you play your game, and I'm jealous.
Oh, shit. That
game. All right, I'm done.
All right,
fuck Bloodborne.
My boy OVO Biggs, he gave me Soma.
Yes.
It's funny because Soma, I don't know when, did Soma come out on PS3 or was that a PS4 game? I don't know. The graphics was. Oh, okay. It kind of felt like it should have been like a VR game because you could literally pick up everything in that game.
I think it can be also VR as well.
Oh, okay. So it can be a possibility. Okay. Well, I can see because I was in there. You wake up in the room and they're like, hey, you got to go take some medicine. They don't tell you what the medicine is. You're just in a small little apartment. So I'm...
At least they told you.
Well, he's talking to himself. He's like, yeah, I got to take this medicine. So I'm knocking everything over in that room. I'm like, oh, shit, I can pick up this trash can and throw it across the room? I'm throwing shit just for no reason. I'm not reading shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I still got to take this. So I go to the front door. They're like, no, you can't leave without taking the medicine. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
At least you're getting directions.
So why do I go everywhere that medicine shouldn't be? I'm checking the fridge. I'm checking everything.
Check the tub.
And then I go to the medicine cabinet. Oh, there it is.
Wow.
You found it.
I found it.
Good job.
Go figure in the medicine cabinet.
Then they put me in the next room. Now I'm in the office. Nobody's there. It looks like it's still in construction. And they like, and the door is locked. So I'm like, okay. And there's a little code You got to find the code. So I'm like, okay, where the fuck is this code? So I'm like, oh, there's a laptop. Let me jump on the laptop. So I go on the laptop. Got a couple emails in there.
See how easy guidance it is for him, Steele? Did you hear that?
He did say the doors were locked.
Doors was locked.
Yeah, but he has a heading at least. So yeah, at least giving him little detail. He has an idea of what to do.
But overall, like it seems like it's like the puzzling part of the. I like the way that it went. Like they made it realistic. Okay, there's a door in front of you. There's a keypad. Somebody might put the code somewhere. What?
It's realistic that you didn't look for the medicine in the medicine cabinet.
The game's not realistic. You want to say travel's realistic.
The game realistic. I ain't realistic.
He was hungry.
Right. I'm over here trying to do all type of shit in that office.
That's what he thought. So I need medicine. Like sometimes food is medicine.
It's just like an escape. Like you getting out of the room.
No. I'm trying to get in the room because I'm supposed to be getting.
I'm saying it's not like levels where it's like escape the room. It's not like that.
No. It's just. Sometimes you get into certain areas and it's just like find your way out, you know. So like I didn't play too much of it, but it does seem fun. I haven't found the ops yet, but I'm pretty sure he's in there somewhere. It's like one of those games that you be walking down the hallway, then the screens just change. Oh shit, that was spooky. You know, I've seen it before in many games. You know, shout out to Resident Evil. I think it was 7. That's the first person one.
Biohazard.
Yeah, Biohazard, you know, I've seen these tricks before. The only thing that this one has going to it is that whole, like, VR-ish portion that you can, like, literally pick up everything, touch everything. And I obviously, like, to get past certain things, you actually have to do some reading. Sorry. So if you don't like to read, you kind of shit out of luck.
That's good because I fast forward everything.
Right. You literally got to pick up everything.
FF14 is...
Hey,
yeah. Yeah.
Be careful, because sometimes you need to read.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I played Plants vs. Zombies 2, the same thing. And I'm like, fuck, you told me where I had to go.
is it one of those games where you can't defend yourself and you got to just hide?
Correct. So it's a lot of hiding.
So you have no weapons?
No weapons.
No weapon, yeah.
Oh, so it's like Outlast?
Yep.
Pretty much without the camera.
Yep.
Your guy just has mental problems, so shit just goes haywire for
him. But I picked it because, you know, Travel was saying he a horror guy.
So
I was like...
Horror.
Does it take place in the crib?
No. You leave the crib. Long story short, you had some kind of brain injury, and they said that your brain would bleed for the next 8-7 months. So some doctor reaches out to you like, hey, man, we're testing out some new shit. Want to scan you, so come through.
Right.
So he calls out of work. Like, I literally have to send an email out to my job like, hey, I ain't coming to work today. Like that's how it is in the game. Yeah, before I leave the crib, I gotta. All right, let me send this through, man. I'm out. You know, so it's like one of those deals. But it's pretty cool, man. I think the narrative is pretty cool. I like the story, but I just, you know, I just like being able to defend myself. I'm not really into.
Yeah, that's why I didn't play Outlast that long.
I didn't play Outlast that long, and that Alien game.
Isolation.
It's like on that level. But minus
I love Outlast and I loved Blair.
No, I like Outlast better than I like either one of these games. Outlast, I just felt more terrified because it was like
it was scary as shit.
Yeah, that game I liked Outlast way much better. With that being said, OVO, thank you.
No problem.
I hope one of these days I get to thank someone. I really do.
So really how do you feel about that? What I blessed you with, man.
Okay, so Trav gave me Costume Quest 2 last week, which is a RPG kind of turn-based game, and I loved it. I played it to completion. I beat it. Took about 12 hours. And Trav, thank you. Thank you for expanding the knowledge. Thank you for giving me a game that I would scroll past on any given day and, you know, putting it in front of me, making me play it and just enjoying
it. That's the purpose of the PS Now challenge in my eyes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I wouldn't know.
So it's these. See, he sounded exactly how I sounded last time.
Yeah, but you didn't get 2 weeks in a row. At least you got to say you like something.
It's good. That sounds like it's between you and Lex, man. When you talk to Lex, we see him at work.
I'm going to pick my own game next time.
Oh, shit. He's going to pick his own name. He put his name in the bucket 3 times.
Yeah.
He's going to pick his own name. We all going to pick Steel's.
I'll pick your game for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So Costume Quest 2 is about, I would pull up a synopsis, but I mean, I played it. So it's about these kids. Okay, it's brother and sister. I guess in the beginning, it kind of prompts you. I didn't know what the meaning behind the choice, but you get to pick one of them. I guess that would be the main character who you play as, even though you have the other one on your team. You don't get to, like, control them. So a brother and sister love Halloween. They love candy. They love trick-or-treating, this and that, in their neighborhood. And Halloween is a big thing. Trick-or-treating is a big thing. And there was this kid named Oral who, like, Oral, which is really crazy because this was a kid that also loved trick-or-treating. He loved Halloween. He loved candy, but his mother did not. His mother wanted him to sustain perfect teeth, perfect dental hygiene at all costs. So she rid and forbid the candy from entering the home or him from going trick-or-treating. You know, as all origin stories go, this drives him to become the villain of the game. He was the dentist. He became a dentist. And now he himself, because he was brainwashed by his mom growing up, he wants the neighborhood to have perfect dental hygiene. So he's trying to rid the hood of Halloween and trick-or-treating.
No more Halloween Town. It's right. Canceled.
Right. But wow. It's cool because he ends up getting his hands on, like, this talisman that lets him transport, like, monsters into the timeline that he's in so they can invade and, you know, try and cancel Halloween. And the kids, they have these costumes they wear, you know, because they're still trying to go trick-or-treating. Like, in the whole game, like, a lot of the battles are just, like, knocking at people's door, and it's either an enemy or somebody with candy. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like chance.
Trick or treat.
So right. Is it random?
So you'll get.
You just go to any random house, or is it like.
It's a, go there, knock on there's that a lot. One. There's a lot of. Like, okay, they'll put you in an area. You'll talk to somebody, and they'll give you, like, the mission that prompts you to start trick or treating.
Start trick or treating.
So there's, like, let's say there's eight doors in the little section you're in. Okay. Talk to the guy. You're like, hey, I need this much candy, man. I really want to eat candy. I need a lot of candy. Go see if you can find some. And you go now.
Does he sound like that?
They don't have voice. There's no voice acting at all.
Oh, it's one of those too. Yeah. They just stand there.
Yeah, yeah. They just
and then the words go back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. Candy. So they'll tell you, you know, go trick or treat, whatever. You go knock, and it's either a bad guy or a thing. If it's a bad guy, you got to battle. If it's a person handing out candy, you get the candy. Cool. But that's pretty much how all the battles went. And the battle system was like it was turn based, but at the same time, it was like one of those like. If you hit X at the right time, you'll deal extra damage, or you'll reduce your damage taken, or you can counter. You know, like, so it was kind of like turn, but you also had to be on your toes, like real time, but turn based at the same time. It's kind of weird, but that was cool. The part that really got me about the game was the costumes. Since you're going trick or treating, they want to wear their costumes. The objective is to collect as much costumes as you can, because when you go into battle, like we saw last week in the trailer, they actually turn into the thing that they're dressing up as. So let's say they have like a blanket over them. They're like a ghost. But when you get to actual battle, what, they're like a ghoul. Like
what a about real ghoul. The banana kid?
The banana kid. The video I sent to the chat about the kid walking around as a banana. Him.
I was in the chat when he was playing, and he laughed for like 15 minutes straight.
Yo, that shit was so
over this he's kid walking around as a banana.
He's walking around and it's like, yo, your best Halloween fit is a fucking banana. And it's just so funny because he's so small. It was so funny.
Yeah, the banana costume was like 10 times his size.
Transforming?
Banana? No. He was just a regular kid walking around. NPC. That wasn't any. Yeah, that was an NPC. But I got a costume even nuttier. Later on in the game, it was a hot dog costume.
Oh, my God.
But you turn into, when you go into battle, you turn into, it's like a hot dog, but it's two dogs, like a Cerberus kind of hot dog.
Oh, wow.
So you got one ketchup, one mustard. It's like two Franks. One got mustard on, one got ketchup on it. And, you know, they do different things. Some costumes are better at healing. Some costumes are better at granting defense up, you know, shit like that.
Buffing.
But yeah, buffing. It's cool, bro. The game is so cool. And the part that really got me was time travel aspect. So they pretty much there's portions where you have to go back in time. Like a certain building is not here in this time because someone didn't tell the person back then to build it. So then you hit the time portal. You make sure you have that conversation with that person. Boom. And then it pops up there.
Now you can trick or treat the house that wasn't there before.
Right.
It gets deep.
Right. You get party members back in. You get party members in.
So it's like a Titanfall 2 shit.
You get party members when, in past times, and when you return to the present, you'll, like, see them again. Like, I saw one of my party members in, like, a random city, and they're like, oh, you're grown now, because, you know, they were, you were in the past. So they were a kid, they were with you, then when you return to the present, now they're older, so you run into them, and you're like, hey, look, it's Monty, how you been, whatever, and he's like an old fuck, and it's like,
wow,
it's just, it's so cool.
But you're still young?
You're still kids. You're kind of the ones bending time. Oh, you're trying to save your timeline.
The time benders.
Right. The best part about the game, I mean, you should play it, but it's not a big spoiler, but by the time you hit the final boss, when you hit the final boss, which is obviously the dentist, you actually go back in time before you fight the dentist. You go back in time and get the dentist, Oral, when he was a kid. You tell him how he ends up. He says, hey, that sounds like some fuck shit. That sounds like something I don't want to be. He rides with you to the future.
And bumps himself. And
bumps himself with you.
Wow.
And that shit was so dope to me. But yeah, the game's dope. I love it. It's funny as hell too.
And you completed it.
I completed it. For it being just like a text game with no voice acting, like, I looked it up.
Average was 6 to 10 hours. Yeah. Just depending on how deep you go in the game.
Yeah, it's an indie game. Indie game.
It's a short game, but yeah.
Funny, I think it's on cell phones too.
Is it?
Low key, I think it's on the cell phone.
Yeah. Engaging combat, funny story, funny dialogue, good characters.
Good Halloween.
He's like waiting on part 3, man.
Hey, if there is.
Good Halloween game.
I'll play it.
Celebrate Halloween. Yeah,
with that all being said, thank you, Trav, for the game. I really enjoyed it, and now I'm kind of feeling a little better about the PS Now challenge, depending on who gets me next.
Yeah, and you know, since we started this PS Now challenge, you know, I think we've been the trendsetters, because PlayStation just came out and said, you know, PS Now has 2.2 million subscribers.
Oh, so we putting people on?
We putting them numbers up, man. We putting people on, man.
Yeah.
We put about 128
people. Yeah.
All right, man. With that being said, man, let's hit a little bit, a couple of these things on the docket, man.
All right.
So I got here on the docket, man. Take Two has 93 titles planned for release by fiscal year 2025. 63 of them, which are core gaming experiences.
Ooh.
Now, Take Two also owns Rockstar. Yeah. So out of that 63, you're probably gonna get one game.
One GTA
6 that's gonna last the next 8 years.
So how y'all guys feel about that, man? You think that's a, like, is that, you even possible?
Yeah, do you think it's believable?
I don't know. I don't want to say it's a reach, but 90 something games, and
they own 2K too. So they make all those 2Ks.
Okay, well,
so you got
five NBAs, five WWEs.
you got a game each year.
You said they're coming out with some Maddens. I mean, you know, they might do another.
That's
hockey.
That's EA.
I thought you said they're.
You talking 2K about 2K? NFL NBA. 2K?
Oh, that was last night. Oh, so we got to look into that. My buddy last night mentioned that 2K is coming out with football again.
Oh.
We said that, and you said it's going to be trash.
Well, that's what I just said right now. And you said, no, that's EA.
Yeah. Oh, you said Madden.
Because you said Madden.
Yeah,
said Madden.
Football.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you say Madden is just football.
Yeah, Madden is just football.
Okay. Hashtag Madden is football.
There's only one football game, so.
Yeah, Madden. That's it.
Hashtag Madden is football.
Yeah. But I said the same thing about NBA Live, and 2K killed them. So, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Stick shooting, baby.
Now, with that being said, it could be possible, because that's what was the year again? 2020 what?
2025. Yeah, so 5 years.
So 5 years? Yep. Like you said, that's five games across however many, because 2K just got golf too.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering, is this their first one?
Yeah.
And they promoting the fuck out of this. It made me kind of look at it like,
so you got five golf games.
Give it a try.
You're going to get five, it, aren't you? Hopeful.
You getting that PGA Tour 2K?
I mean, I got 19. I got PGA 19 right now. People, thank you, PlayStation. Now,
who made that one?
I'll have to look. Yeah, I don't remember.
So it wasn't 2K. So 2K took them too.
So this
2K
this
about 2K. To get UFC, and then that's it.
You got another BioShock,
and that's the only way. If they keep getting all these sports games, they may be throwing in some racing here and there. Didn't you say that? Aren't they doing the new wrestling? Who's doing the new wrestling? The arcade shit.
Yeah. 2K.
That's 2K.
So
see,
that's part of the 63.
All right. So. Right there, that's 50, 60 games right there.
Yeah. Mathematicians.
Did Damn.
Hey, he could be right.
Really?
Just between basketball.
I think that's like a quarter of them.
Football.
Yeah, he's like 50, 60 games.
5,
damn.
10, 50, 20, 25. Yeah, like 25.
25 games. Oh, okay, five. So I did it based on tens. Okay, so my math was. So yeah, that's 30 games.
Yeah, that's half of it. That's half the battle. Of it.
So I mean, now they, and then, you know, you got Rockstar, so that's 31. Or you have GTA, so that's 31.
True.
They might sneak a Red Dead in there. Hope, you know,
dude, if they drop a Red Dead remastered for PS5, I'm done.
They're gonna drop
why
the.
Why would they remaster though?
And then of course Resident Evil 4 remastered probably.
Resident Evil 4,
but that's 2K. They,
no, that's not 2K, but that's
Yeah, but we're talking.
Well,
we're
Capcom.
Talking, we're talking 2K.
We're talking 2K.
Oh, you're only talking 2K.
Yeah.
Well, these people, 2K, yeah. Take Two.
Take,
yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. It's just these guys. Do they have anything else?
No, that's it.
Who makes Saints Row?
Not them.
Volition.
Deep Silver and Volition.
Yeah, Deep Silver and Volition. Because then, but
that's,
then
they, that's they ops.
That's their competitor.
Yeah, that's their competitor.
Hey, Nintendo then snatched up Sonic Crazy. Nobody safe.
Hey, I guess Sega ain't safe.
I guess.
Hey, but
I think it's slightly possible. I just hope it doesn't hurt the games.
Yeah,
that's a big crunch. That's a big.
90, no Rockstar
almost crunching. 100 games in 5 years. That's a big number.
That sounds crazy. That sounds like unless a. Where they get that number from?
They might have 30 of them done already. They're just waiting to come out.
Yeah.
So when they say 63 core games and 93, where they get 93 from?
So that means the other probably 30 games
is indie.
Just be indie. Just throw
phone,
shit out there.
Phone kinda, games.
Yeah. Mobile.
Oh, mobile games.
Well, I mean, hey, mobile 2K mobile.
Hey, that shit is lit.
You know, 2K has a mobile game.
Yeah, they do. And speaking of Rockstar, man, GTA 5 was free last week, man.
Yep.
For PC.
For PC,
it
yeah.
It shut down the Epic Store.
Yeah, it crashed it.
Nobody could turn on the computer.
But I think it was you, Bobby, that said that you saw something in the headlines, or was it you, Biggs? You saw something in the headlines with that saying the last.
No, that's heist. That's the commercial they're coming out with.
The last.
That's what it says. Epic Games is giving away PC or. Giving away GTA 5 on PC, come and enjoy, blah, 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 blah. The last heist, this and that, da, 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 da.
So you think 2020 is the end of GTA?
I think so.
It'll be a smart thing for them to do.
I mean, that's what they did last time. They dropped GTA 5 on a 3 real quick just to give us it. And then they're like, hey, here it is on the 4. Enjoy it. And it's been out the whole thing on the 4.
The update's been excellent.
And this is their last shot. Hey, take it for free. But if you want to catch up, now you got to buy this gangster pack and this fucking lard pack.
There was a giveaway with the boss.
Oh, you holler at your boy on PSN, man. I'll hit you through the heist a couple times, man. I'll get you right.
Yeah, we got them, you know. I don't want to say glitches, you know.
You got the cheese. You got the home button. Yeah. Hold the home button and close.
All we
got
to say is we got the Brogdon heist. If you know about it, come holler at us. We'll get you a couple milli.
All right. All right, next on the docket, man. Anthem. Dang, I wish Lex was here. I kind of want to hold this.
Hold it for Lex, please.
I kind of want to hold this one for Lex.
I have nothing good to say about Anthem.
I don't
until they put something good in my face.
Y'all hear the news about Anthem, right?
No.
They have a dedicated studio now for Anthem.
Perfect.
With the total of 30 people.
Perfect.
See. That game ain't never coming out, bro. 30 people?
It's another Dead Man's Sky, bro.
That shit ain't coming out, man.
They keep trying to hopefully make it better. It's just, no. Next.
All right. Here's something that you might like, Bobby.
Uh-oh.
Respawn opens Vancouver Studios to focus on Apex Legends.
Yeah, I heard that.
So a solo studio is just for Apex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that could be good.
They getting in a bag.
I mean, they deserve
it. That's them hunkering down to take over Fortnite finally.
Oh shit! It's over. That's it.
I think Fortnite is dead too.
Fortnite gonna die.
Yeah, it's gonna die.
It's too much.
I'm not a fan of Fortnite no
it's
more.
Too much.
All it takes is probably another
Apex
concert.
Apex is a lot more lit.
I'm not gonna lie. All the people that I know that was a hardcore Fortnite player.
That's the only thing that's cool about it.
Those concerts. Those concerts are the only thing holding them.
Yes.
That Travis Scott shit and the Deadmau5 shit.
They can keep doing that. I'll log in and see it. Cool, but they're not gonna. I want to see those numbers.
My question
next
is:
year.
When they have those concerts and you drop in, are you allowed to kill the other people and they're just being safe?
You can kill them, but they respawn. They'll come right back.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see any weapons or anything.
No, you can have your weapons.
You always have your pitch axe.
Yeah, but I think once it starts, like once the actual event starts, like once you see person on the stage, then it's a wrap for everybody.
Everyone,
but before that, like when it's counting down, when you look at the stage, like, oh, he's about to show up, you can get on some weirdo shit.
Oh, okay. That's the only thing holding Fortnite right now, I believe.
It's the concert.
It's for kids now.
Because if Apex is doing this right now where they're at, and this could only better them in my eyes.
Right.
Like Fortnite will probably end up being like the entertainment, and Apex will probably end up being the competitive.
Yeah, I look at Apex as like a real shooter. Yeah. Like I look at Fortnite more
like showing movie trailers.
For kids.
Yeah, Legos.
showing movie trailers and shit.
I want the cool dance, guys.
Right.
I want the cool unicorn outfit, guys.
But they'll do something. I don't know, bro. I don't like talking bad about Fortnite because they shut down servers, bro.
Yeah, they made us go to clean feed.
Yeah, they shut down. Yeah,
they made us go to clean feed.
Yeah, all they got to do is announce another season and do another PlayStation chat. Quick. And we done. Like, yeah, but, no. I don't like talking bad about
it. Oh, yeah, and they got a cheat code, bro. Remember what they said. Fortnite is going to be one of the first games to be migrated to the Unreal Engine 5.
Right, yeah.
So it's going to have all that ray tracing and shininess to it.
And Okay. Hold on. Here we go. You ready?
Shit.
You ready?
Shit.
I don't think I'm ready.
Fortnite.
Oh, God.
Yes, I got the,
shit.
That wrestler, Booker T. The Booker T. Okay. You got Fortnite.
Xbox.
You got Apex.
PlayStation.
Fortnite.
Xbox.
Keep trying to put this shit out there. Keep trying. Just keep trying. PlayStation. And Apex.
Relax. Just let it happen.
Okay. So they're keeping it cool. Apex keeping it cool.
Apex got this building now. They're going to be in the... whatever Fortnite is doing, Apex going to be doing too. They're going to be on that PS5. They're going to be on that Unreal Engine. They're going to have that ray tracing shit. They just don't need to say anything.
Okay.
All right. See. So they be humble. All right.
They just going to make it and say, here you go.
I want to see
they
it.
Don't have
Steel said it, I want
to
see it.
They don't have to put it out there like Xbox and Fortnite does.
All right.
They don't need to.
Let's keep it moving, man. Did y'all check out that Last of Us 2 limited edition PlayStation 4? Yep.
It looked like a regular PS4.
Yeah, it does look like a PS4.
What y'all think about it compared to the Spider-Man one? Who else got an exclusive?
Spider-Man has the Destiny best one.
I think Spider-Man got the best one.
Yeah.
I like the Destiny one. I own the
Destiny
white one.
Destiny also just looks like all white one, though. Like, it has a little shit on it.
But it's gold, and you can touch it. Yeah, it's like a whole map. Like, it's nice. It's nice, man. Sweet.
I didn't know PlayStation did the skins like that to buy them.
What? You didn't see the Spider-Man?
No.
I've only seen these are limited edition.
The Black Ops ones.
These aren't skins.
Well, I mean, just, you know, covers.
Yeah, they're limited edition actual consoles.
I didn't know that they did that outside of the Black Ops one.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the Black Ops one, yeah.
There's a Uncharted one. There's a God of War one.
There's a God of War one?
Yeah, I could have sworn. There's a Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4, or something like that one.
I've seen the 3 one, but I've never seen a God of War one.
Yeah, look it up. I know they got a God of War controller.
So far, Spider-Man is the one that's winning.
I thought there was a red
Spider-Man winning, man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
is the red one.
The big red one with the Spider-Man logo on it. Look clean. Look nasty, man.
I'll look it up right now.
There's a couple things on here I'm going to save for Lex because they're Lex topics.
Mm-hmm. Lex.
Poor Lex.
Where are you?
All right, so we got one or maybe two more things to talk about. Last Dance. Who watched it?
Oh, MJ. Come on. The GOAT.
Yeah, I was all over that.
The GOAT and the only GOAT.
He is
the GOAT.
He's the best to me.
Yeah, I honestly got to say, man, the NBA was a different NBA back in them days.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw Detroit and what they was doing, fam, I would have been in shootouts in the park. No, I'm joking. There would have been a lot of fighting in the parking lot.
We don't want the Mexico in the parking lot.
There's a Metal Gear Solid PS4.
I didn't see any of these.
There is there's the Spider-Man one. That shit does look lit. All red with the Spider-Man. There's the God of War one right there.
Is it?
God of War one.
I did not know that.
Yep. Oh, that God of War.
I didn't see any of these.
That's like the axe. That's like the axe.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a blue and gold.
Do you think it makes sense right now for
Days of Play? There's one with hands on it that looks like one of those zombies.
Who's really buying these?
I was going to save that for Lex, too. I thought you were going to save that for Lex because I was going to go into a bag too about
Death Stranding limited edition one.
I'll take the controller. I don't like the console.
Yeah. I'm just saying that PlayStation does it a lot. There's a gold one.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, I remember the gold one. It was like a limited edition.
Final Fantasy one?
Mm-hmm. The 14, right? Or
Let's see. Final Fantasy 15.
15, okay.
Yeah. I honestly only thought that the 360 was big on it. And then
there's the blue and gold. Yo, that blue and gold looks lit.
The blue and gold is good.
Switch
Black Ops 3, there's an all camo one that could match my car.
Shit.
I almost said race car. It kind of is. There's the Uncharted one. Yo, there's okay. A bunch of them, son.
Okay, okay. So, like I said, I guess we'll save that for Lex for next week. Yeah. We'll bring it back up. With that being said, who wants to talk about the scenario since Lex is not here? Just to give him a taste of what next episode is going to be about. I guess another. Go ahead.
You better be. All I got to say, Lex, you better be ready for your scenario next episode.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it next episode, correct? Yeah.
Are we doing it, or are we talking about it again?
No, it needs to be done by next week.
Okay, well, then somebody say
this. So second week talking about it, all right? We ain't talking about it. We being about it at this point.
Next week,
right.
The scenario's out.
So the scenario is...
So I got homework to do.
Yeah.
The scenario is creating your own game. You can create your own... each of us
what
create
is
our
your
own
dream
game.
Yeah.
We create the genre... How it plays, the battling system.
The name.
If you know, you
the
get
budget.
Like Lex was saying, you get bonus points for like picking certain voice actors sound people,
orchestra, soundtrack, music. Yeah.
Yes, all that. But and then of course after we present our games that we create, I don't know if we'll have like a budget. I guess it's like unlimited budget.
I don't know. I don't know where the budget would fit. It'd just be our dream game. So yeah, if it's our dream game, then
yeah,
it's
I don't
an
think there's no budget.
Budget.
Yeah.
No budget. All right, no budget.
But I think you could still put like.
Because how are you
going to factor? This might have cost me. Because
that's a research project.
It's not really.
I was going to say, it's not a point.
I'm just going
to say, this is my game.
Yeah.
This is
whatever
the genre.
Whatever GTA.
This is who made
got,
it.
I got.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. You know, all right. Like, so yeah. You guys are going to hear our picks for our games that we created. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we put a poll on the IG at PSNBSPOD. Mm-hmm. And you go ahead and vote for which game you feel like
you would buy.
And we'll just see who is the winner. Last time,
I'll have a collector's edition.
Votes. Last time, last scenario, Steels won the votes. Trav won the fan favorite. So I can't wait to see who gets it this time. Hopefully, it's me.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. My brain
that's
is already
week. That's going to be
spinning.
The bulk. That's going to be pretty much the bulk of the episode next
week.
Next
so
week, we'll make sure to try and get.
Unless
we'll make
they
sure,
drop the PlayStation 5 deep dive with whatever dude name was.
Mark Cerny.
I'm so excited.
You can't know. No,
I can't even do it. I can't even do
it. It was Scooby, and now that, no. We'll save that for Lex.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited to play this game. Yeah, that'll be the bulk of the episode. So we'll make sure we pull the juiciest of the juicy PlayStation news. Jeez. So that we don't overbear the episode too much and run it too long.
Yeah.
So we'll try and figure out the pacing of next week. But scenario next week. Lex, you better be ready. Listeners and viewers, be ready to vote on one of ours. We're making our dream game next week, so it's lit.
Is there anything else anybody has? Any news, anything? Did y'all hear about that? What they said about PlayStation 5, though, that it's 100 times faster than the PS4?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
That's that SSD, boy.
That
SSD.
Sounds crazy.
I have a friend that I play Destiny with who has an SSD on his PS4. You know how long it takes to go from place to place in Destiny. Snap of a finger, he's there waiting for us.
That's me on
and that's on the PS4.
With y'all.
And that's on the PS4.
I'm waiting for y'all to load
in.
I'm
computer.
Like, yeah.
He's on his PS4, and he has an SSD on his PS4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, y'all loaded in, and I'm waiting at the entrance.
I'm telling you right now, if you got a slow computer.
Wait, is the Xbox coming with SSD?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
awesome. He thought that was a crush.
I didn't think it was. They were talking about the whole hard drive shit was their number one thing and stuff
hard
like that.
Hard drive.
So I didn't think they were having it either. I didn't know.
Hey, man. We still in the race. They still in the race.
You heard him say we, right? You heard him say we, right? He's campaigning.
Anyone can enter the race. Anyone can enter the race.
He's campaigning. You heard him say we? We still in the race.
I campaigning.
Damn.
What I'm saying is that.
That's why I got to single-handedly bring us back.
What I'm saying is that I'm buying the PlayStation 5. Yes, I will be getting the Xbox.
Why,
not
so
off
can
top.
Get dust next to your Xbox One? Just wasted money, bro.
Don't worry, Trav. I'm getting an Xbox 2, bro.
I gotta
is it going to be called the Xbox 2? And we know what it's going to be called, but it's just it's
but
funny.
The funny the thing is, I'm just like
Series X.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be very transparent.
Why do they got to keep coming out with all these different names?
I'm going to be real. Number five. I'm going to be real. Real. If Halo Infinite doesn't look like a Destiny killer, I ain't buying the Xbox, man. I'm saying it now.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great.
There it is.
Why does Halo have to look like
there it
Destiny?
Is. I
said it. Destiny killer.
Like if it's gonna make him not get Destiny,
and it's not because it's a different game.
I don't know. We haven't seen nothing on it yet. Lex, you are very, very worried about Halo, right, Lex?
July.
I'm worried too.
Destiny is not a first-person shooter game. It is, but it's not that category because it becomes.
It is a first-person shooter.
I understand,
but
that.
But it is a looter shooter.
No, yeah, but it becomes that endgame type game.
Yes.
Yeah, so
that's why when you
and
put
Halo's not. Halo's you play the campaign and then that's it.
And
but why would you put the word?
Exactly. So it's like Call of Duty.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
So it will never kill Destiny because it's not in the same category.
It won't be that.
Okay,
yeah,
okay
it's not
so my question is why call it Halo Infinite instead of just calling it Halo 6?
Oh, so you think it's
let's
be
see, Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare was one of the worst games ever. So just that word infinite doesn't mean it's going to fucking be good.
What do you think infinite means? You think it's going to be some extra shit?
You can't just call it infinite and not have extra shit in it. That's what I'm saying.
What did Halo reach
again,
do different?
Again.
They reached.
What is the new thing?
Again.
What did they reach?
Infinite Warfare did not have anything infinite about it. It infinitely was trash.
It's just.
I was saying it's just a name, right?
Halo. I'm worried about Halo.
Here we
2,
go.
Actually,
the Xbox again. Here we go. About all to right. lose some more subscribers.
I'm done talking about it, man. Let's see about it before I talk about it.
There you go.
Damn. You ready?
Yes.
Let's hit it, man.
We are.
Are we ready?
And what is it called again?
It's,
the Steelies.
Steely
Is that
Bigs.
What we do? Steely Big?
The Steely Big news today. Lex, you fucking dropped the ball. dropped the ball, bro. You got me here with fucking steel. Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Lex, this is for you. Listeners, do it too. Do it too.
Damn, I never wanted this episode. Y'all gonna be killing me.
Lex is going to be like, I'm not going to make it next week. he's not going to want to do this shit no more. All right, let's get it.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Live from BS&BS Studios. We got Steely Biggs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Steely Biggs News. Let's see what Steel brings to the table. Let's go.
Shit, it's my table. I brought it, literally.
All right. So, okay.
Yo, that's a weird ass looking so alien corn thing.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this first. This goes without saying. Ain't shit really popping with the DLCs.
Still,
bro,
it's out there.
Bro, no. Just what do you have?
Or it's not out there.
Kakarot. As far as DLC goes, that's it.
Kakarot, I mentioned that in an earlier episode.
That's what I'm saying. It's just that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on with DLC. It's just that.
When's the next season of Destiny, man? Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just started a couple weeks ago, I thought.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Wasn't it with the Olympia shit? I thought that was the start of a new
one. No, that wasn't the start. That was in the middle of it.
I think Apex just started up another season.
Too. Yeah, Apex 5 started. Season 5 started a couple weeks ago.
Boom, 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 boom. There might be one or two, actually. Let me take a look.
And that was Steely Biggs News.
No.
We're out of here.
No. There might be one or two. There might be one or two.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm just. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I meant. When someone said something about a season, Brawlhalla is coming out with a season.
Who want to bump
season,
on Brawlhalla,
season
man?
One,
I got it on.
I downloaded it.
Season
before.
One Battle Pass for Brawlhalla. So yeah, I guess it's their first.
On there
I guess
once
they're trying it
time.
Out. I guess they're trying it out. So
Warzone just had a big update too, where they dropped the red card finally. People opening up them vaults.
Oh, also, I don't know if you know what's in it. I don't know what's in the update, but Doom Eternal update 1 available now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What's going on in that update?
It's just some balancing on the multiplayer, and nothing too crazy.
Okay.
We still waiting on that DLC pack though.
Yeah.
I know y'all waiting on that Predator pack.
The Predator pack.
Yeah, that shit about to get
I don't know. Hey, do they own their IG page?
They,
is that an official IG page for
I
them?
I don't know because they don't because have a check.
They don't have a check and they keep posting. Y'all ready for the next DLC for next month? And they keep posting Predator and Alien. They keep posting so Predator versus Alien. Talking about shit.
The DLC after the DLC before it fixes itself.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm bro, on their Twitter. I'm on their Twitter like every day. It's trying
and
to
they
see
ain't mentioned nothing.
Trying to see a tweet and they do not talk about any kind of issue.
Yeah, they're using them new yeah. Twitter features so where you can't even respond if you say it. Something negative.
Right.
They still promote even though they're yeah. not saying nothing about fixing it.
And you still promote. Can't go.
And I still keep getting them dudes, hey man, it's in the options. Just turn it on.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruh, I'm trying to cross party. Yep. I'm not trying to play with randos. I'm trying to play with my boys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I see a Smite Final Boss Battle Pass.
Oh, really?
Don't know what that's about.
I don't either.
The final boss. That's it. They shutting it down.
It has I guess like four, that's it. They have like four of them there. So I guess it's like you.
Smite will never die.
I don't know.
And oh, maybe they're going to start coming out with gods, though.
Lastly, we have Ultra Instinct Goku in Dragon Ball FighterZ that actually got released on the 22nd. So broken. Now he's available. And he's broken.
Broken.
And broken. So if you want to win, if you feel like playing FighterZ and you want to win, then just buy UI Goku $4.99.
I thought about it.
He can sidestep level threes for free. No bar.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're talking about like Evil Akuma.
You know how
Shadow Akuma, I mean.
You know how Cell does the Solar Kamehameha for his level three?
Yeah.
That split second right before he actually shoots the beam, you can put the input into sidestep. Free, no bar.
That's how Shadow Akuma is, man. The second you go to put an ult, he just goes.
He goes back.
He goes right past you. Right past that's it.
All right, so that's
no damage.
That was it for pretty much the DLC patch update news. Me and Steels are going to try and tag team Lex's
tag team.
Usual game
back
releases.
Again, rest in
thank
Lex
you, Lex.
Party on party people. Let me hear some noise.
Thanks, Lex, again for this.
Yes.
For this. Thank you, Lex. So now, game releases for this week.
Atomic? Oh, Atomicrops.
Atomicrops.
I kept wanting to use the C twice.
Sound like Trav over there.
Out May 28th. Digital only.
PS4. PS4 and digital.
Atomicrops.
Modern city life got you down? Well, you've just inherited your late uncle's farm. Time to pack your bags and start fresh in the peaceful countryside. What can possibly go wrong? Oh, guess what? A nuclear apocalypse. That's what. Now you're in a hellscape wasteland defending the last surviving source of sustenance?
Mm-hmm.
Your crops. And every mutant wants a piece of it. It's a rat race.
Wow. Let's get it. Next.
Bring that voice down a little bit. You're not deep enough, bro.
Next coming out, Bug Fables. PS4 digital out May 28th.
No, I told y'all. All y'all got to do is plug the mic in the part two.
That's right.
Two,
yeah, we figured you out, Lex.
He got
you
all the
that you
plugins.
Did some shit.
Lex
he
got some EQs and plugins
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, we went through. We have all these secret equalizers
Lex
and shit.
Got the PS3 chat voice changer on the mic.
Yeah, we're on to you. That's why you wanted port two the whole time.
Yeah, switch to late night radio.
Yeah, late night Lex.
We got
late night Lex.
Oh my god. Wow. Okay. I'm gonna text Lex and be like, yo, watch this episode. It's our best.
This is the best episode.
I'm gonna tell him this is our best episode, Lex. You better watch it. Bug Fables, the Everlasting Sapling. Follow V, Kabu, and Leaf as they uncover the secrets of the land of Bulgaria. Very original.
Bulgaria.
Explore and combine your team's abilities to solve puzzles, defeat powerful enemies, and find ancient treasures. What's next, Steels?
Castle Pals.
On PS4.
PS4 digital. No date.
Maybe it's out now. Who knows?
It might be out now, I guess.
One night, Kylie and Owen stumble upon creepy castle Puka Pick and decide to uncover its secrets. What? Nothing could possibly go wrong, could it? Play as two different characters. Punch your way through enemies with Kylie and fly above your enemies while avoiding traps as Owen. Oh, perfect. Okay.
What's the next one? Genetic Disaster. PS4 Digital out May 29th.
All right.
All this sound like a disaster.
Absurd Guns. crazy characters.
I don't know, man. They've got a lot of different guns.
Instant
in here.
Fun and
is it accidental. First person or third person?
Accidental friendly fire in this co-op action
shit.
Game.
Oh yeah, Spellbreak got friendly fire too. So if you do all your magic shit too close to your friends, it's over with.
Damn. Well, I mean that's how it is.
Upgrade your hero to build your own gameplay style and combine different ones to create the perfect team. If you play with friends,
do they have a? Video on that? I kind of want to see a video on that.
Not on this page.
Okay, we'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Don't feel like cooperating? A special PvP arena is also available. The game's motto, cooperate, but not too much.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different guns and shit on here. This might be one of those, what was that? That like, huh?
No.
Not yet.
How about you, just let about the episode to. Play out. Hotel R&R.
That's the name of the game.
Oh, okay. Hotel,
this is motel, a VR.
Holiday Inn, say what?
On digital, out May 28th. Hotel R&R is the gonzo VR rockstar simulator that encourages bad behavior. Sell your soul to the devil. Smash up hotels and become infamous. Pressure from hotel staff and your own limp wrists are against you.
Have y'all watched Ready or Not?
Ready or Not.
All right, say no more.
But with over 36 weapons and a world tour ahead of you, it's time to get creative. All right, so I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
All
right. Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Let's sing 2020. There it is. For the kids. Yeah.
It's wow. Like,
might
is
be
it like,
for kids, sir.
It's not. It's
with
like,
TikTok featured locked in.
I mean, so that's kind of
what. Just Dance is Let's Sing?
Let's Sing. Yeah, just like just Dance, but Let's Sing.
PS4 and digital out May 28th.
So karaoke.
Yo, we sound good together.
Ooh.
We might have to duet this shit.
Okay.
Can you hit the...
No.
Look at Jodeci over here. Look at Jodeci.
Shit.
It all begins with the first tone.
Big pun and Fat Joe over here.
Sing as a solo superstar.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Or perform with crew and friends to rock every party. Let's Sing 2020 offers a great variety and has hits for everyone. Next.
Okay, Little Miss Fortune, PS4, digital, out May 29th.
This looks crazy. Little Miss Fortune is an interactive story focused on exploration and characters, both sweet and dark, where your choices have consequences. Led by her new friend, Mr. Voice. Awesome. 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 Awesome name.
Yes.
Mr. Voice. They venture into the woods where mysteries and unraveled and a little bit of bad luck unfolds. Perfect.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, how many are there?
We're going to end it with all right, this
we'll, all right, we'll finish with that one. Minecraft Dungeons.
On PS4 and digital.
PS4 and digital.
Fight your way through an all-new action-adventure game inspired by classic dungeon crawlers and set in the Minecraft universe. That might be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Hero Edition includes a hero cape, two player skins, and a chicken pet. It also includes two DLC packs when they become available. So that's Minecraft Dungeons, and that'll finish up this week's releases. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
I think that's I think we should do that more often.
Right? Well,
oh, man.
Are you trying to, you're trying to get Lex out of a job?
No, I'm just saying. You know,
damn.
Just
Lex, just don't show up next week, man.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. That's what the skates sound like.
I didn't say it.
I need him.
You're going to fall. You gonna just Lex. Be calling in and shit. Just call in.
So... Yeah, I did hear that, the sound. Don't play it again.
I'm not going
to
play it
just
again.
Just saying, you know, tag that in there. Just put it in. But we're not promoting that.
Steel's using it.
That's this episode only. For those people who actually listen.
Right.
Y'all got a week. Steel's using it in a week.
You ain't lying.
Hey.
Yo.
Last of Us coming out.
Shit. Steel's using it in a week.
Yeah, that's so it.
I'm about to put the timestamp in that bit.
My next episode is. And do y'all want to do it on... On this episode on the YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll
this
start
comments, right.
when
start episode
YouTube
37
drops on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Monday, Tuesday.
If the computer
when this
gods
episode
allow.
Drops on YouTube, you have to at least comment in YouTube. So if you listen on Spotify on Monday, write down that damn timestamp. And once this
and
hits
hashtag
the YouTube,
PSNBS.
And once this hits the YouTube, get in that comments real quick.
Yep. As soon as hashtag.
PS
yeah, you already have the cheat code.
And BS with the timestamp.
So, for that have being said,
you got one?
Let's hit it.
You got one?
Why not?
We'll figure it out. Pre-stroll, okay. Maestro.
They've all been like coincide with each other every week. Oh, it seems like
COVID-19 again. Here we go.
Shit, yo.
Tales from the Ford truck.
It's like
it's another Ford story.
Some shit happened. Not some shit happened yesterday, but
some shit happened
on our fishing trip yesterday.
Ask the question.
Oh, you know what grinds my gears? Oh shit! I said grind my gears. Shave my sprockets.
Shout out to Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin. I love that show. Surprisingly, I've came across a couple of people that don't like Family Guy.
There's people that
stupid. Not very many. There's a few.
People that like The Simpsons better.
Well, shave my sprockets is how people act. With this whole corona thing.
Yeah.
They talk one way but then act another way. You know, like, for instance, yesterday we went to Sebastian Inlet and I called ahead of time just to get some information. And they're like, oh, you know, we're all trying to be safe with the everything and this and that. So we're only going to do half capacity and this and that. Da, 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 da. Motherfuck, half capacity. Bruh. That dock, I have never seen so many people on one dock in my life.
And that's half capacity.
They got a water park in Kissimmee, H2O, whatever shit's called. That shit had a line wrapped around the parking lot, man. I wasn't there, but I saw it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and then on the dock, they had little signs that said 6 feet with red tape on the fishing dock. Nobody was listening. Nobody had masks.
Signs
they would
don't
just,
do shit.
Fam, I just, went to Publix yesterday. They took, you know those little arrows that used to say, hey, go down this aisle? Yeah. That shit's gone. I don't even hear
not
the voice.
Walmart still
even,
got them.
I don't even hear the voice, please, people, stay away. Stay away from each other over the intercom and shit. That shit's over with.
That's like, yo, I don't
got
get
somebody
it,
in the intercom to remind people.
Yeah. Let's be safe. 6 feet.
I feel like they talking to me. Travis, look at the arrow on the floor and stay away from the other folks.
You know what's funny though?
You're scaring them.
I went to Walmart on Friday to grab some shit for the fishing trip, and the arrows went up and down the aisles, right? So I'm walking, I'm like, damn, I need some chips. I look up, I'm like, chips. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, the arrow says this way.
No.
And then, hold up. No. So then I stopped and I looked, right? And I went, damn it. So I got to go down that way just to come down this way. But then I got to go back down that way for the bread aisle. I said, fuck it. I went down the bread aisle, turned the corner. Luckily, there was an end cap.
Yeah.
That had like a whatever thing that they have set up that had chips on it. I just went,
Okay, got on the end cap.
So I got some Cool Ranch or some Cheetos, yeah. Right? Went down the other aisle, and I'm like, all right, cool.
I would have walked backwards down that aisle.
All of a sudden, someone comes down.
Hey, that's facts.
So someone comes down the wrong way, and I said, goddamn, bitch, you know how to follow instructions?
Damn. Shh,
taking it serious, yo. But nah, people don't care.
Yeah, true.
They don't. It's one thing if you don't care about yourself.
I've got to put it on the docket, man. Universal, man, open it up.
Universal
on the 5th.
SeaWorld is trying to open up at the middle of this year.
Legoland, I believe.
You mean like next month?
Funspot's already open.
That's what I meant. Middle of next month. Middle of next month.
Funspot's already
my girl,
open. Right?
My girl already looked at me. She said, as soon as they give the date, we going to Aquatica.
What?
Wow.
Bro, the crazy thing about all these places opening up is that the one place that's not opening up is schools. And these places is going to be flooded with fucking kids, bro. And kids are dirty.
Yeah, kids are dirty.
Well, not the annual pass holders.
Well, that's what a lot of places are doing. Universal, they're starting with employees
first. SeaWorld does
employees,
the same.
And then employees' family, and then they're doing annual pass holders, but at a still small rate because they want to test. They're testing the precautions or the guidelines that the safety guidelines they have in place, and then they're going to slowly open it to the public.
If someone gets sick at one of these places,
it's a wrap.
Have you noticed that they stopped like putting out the numbers? Like they used to be like every day. They used to be like
every day.
A thousand more. We're almost at a million. That shit's a wrap now.
It's a wrap. That's why I have some type of feeling. Part of me feels like this shit ain't real.
It's real. I know it's real, but it's not as drastic as it should be.
I don't know. I don't know what happened when you steal.
That was beautiful, man.
He's happy that it's open because that means more car meets.
Open. Yo, there's been car meets every weekend.
Car meets regardless.
300
cars.
I'm not gonna lie. I keep my space when I go places and people around. I keep my space.
Yeah, I'll be respectful.
If people get a little too close, then you know people get a little too close. I mean, I just don't move. I just wait. All right, cool. You want to risk your shit? Risk your shit. I still don't like me. Like I said, I love it's a 50-50 thing. Part of me feels like it's made up. Part of me don't, but. I'm not going to risk
like
it either.
I feel like it's real, but I just feel like it's not as drastic.
Conspiracy.
I just don't feel like it's as drastic as people saying. Like, even though a million people might have it, that don't mean that they on a deathbed.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Some
it's just like the common. It's just like the common flu. Yeah.
The flu knock people down. The flu. I can knees.
I can 2 days and be back to work. Some people they on the bed.
KD was on a Young Money radio with Lil Wayne, and he interviewed him about. He was like, yo, so, you know, you had it. You mind talking about it? Whatever. Yeah. And KD was like, man, they just said we was on the team. We was in Utah. We had the test. And kind of hey, it was like.
Hey, them athletes don't know how to talk for shit.
Yeah. So he didn't have it?
He was saying. No, he had it. But he's saying they just he had to get tested just because, like, the whole team was in Utah or something like that. Yeah, so they had to get tested.
Because Utah got it.
And it just turned out he had it. But he had no symptoms throughout the whole thing. No symptoms before. And it just, like, came and went.
I know someone that got diagnosed with it.
Yeah, I have a family member up north.
And
she, nothing.
Damn, that same family member?
Possibly.
I have a family member up north, too. What's her name?
Oh, yeah, the person I know is up north, too, yo. What the fuck? Shit.
Y'all know Aunt Debbie?
There's a chick, Aunt Debbie. I got a couple Aunt Debbies.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Aunt Debbie, man.
Everyone got an Aunt Debbie. You got an Aunt Debbie, right?
I got a little Debbie.
See? Hostess.
Gotta be different.
The little Debbies.
Well, eventually she'll grow up to be a regular Debbie.
Yeah. Hopefully. That's it. It's just more of just like a.
So, people. A week from now, COVID will be in the past.
You think a week?
Wow. No, I'm joking. No. I'm saying by August, people going.
These are your opinions. Again.
Not gonna give a damn.
These are my opinions. Yes. I'm thinking that. People are not going to be counting how many heads
enters
the restaurant.
Just gotta let them know we're not reporters.
Like I said, I walked out of Publix yesterday, and it was instead of three people wiping down the carts, it was only one. Just saying,
they're lightening up.
Oh, everyone's lightening up, yo.
They lightening up.
I went to 7-Eleven on Friday,
except
and then I stood in front of the taquito thing.
Yeah,
because that's how it was. You gotta stand there, and then they come. Yeah. He goes, "Hey man, what's going on?" I'm like, "Oh, I need to get some taquitos." "Oh, we're back to self serve, man. You good?" I'm like, "Oh."
Yep.
What?
Okay. So,
all right, man.
So I grab my own taquitos now. Okay.
So it's been a special episode.
Yep.
Missing Lex.
Wow.
Wherever you are.
Because we're listening, Max.
I said, man, he ain't here, man.
He says it's special because it's without Lex.
That's how he said it.
And that sounds wrong.
That sounds wrong.
That sounds like you owe Lex an explanation,
y'all. Wow.
We wish for Lex to come back, man.
Especially because it's Memorial Day weekend. But
yeah, Memorial Day weekend,
Lex,
man.
I want
party
you back.
Party at OVO's.
No party over here.
Pull up.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
pull
we out next week. Scenario next week, y'all. We out of here. It's been the boys. PS and BS.
Episode.